This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Russia pounded Ukraine with missiles and drones in waves of attacks on Thursday, killing at least 11 people, damaging dozens of buildings and energy facilities in an array of regions, officials said. Crowds of people took over Kyiv and Kyiv's metro stations as an air raid alert sounded at rush hour before Russia unleashed its latest in a campaign of attacks on the power grid since October that have caused sweeping outages during winter. Germany's defense minister has said Ukrainian troops will be trained to use advanced Western supplies tanks within days. He said it will happen at a training site in Germany by the end of the month. Thursday, the U.S. Department of the Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control took additional actions to degrade the Russian Federation's capacity to wage war against Ukraine by sanctioning 8 individuals and 16 entities and 4 aircraft. Here's more from VOA's Steve Miller.
The Treasury Department also designated Russia's Wagner Group as a significant transnational criminal organization. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said in a statement, quote, "Today's expanded sanctions on Wagner, as well as new sanctions on their associates and other companies enabling the Russian military complex, will further impede Putin's ability to arm and equip his war machine." Thursday's actions, concurrent with additional sanctions by the Department of State, targets the infrastructure that supports battlefield operations in Ukraine, including producers of Russia's weapons and those administering Russian-occupied areas of Ukraine. Steve Miller, VOA News.
If you'd like more on these or other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.